Your host hasn't carefully read the pamphlet today.
你们教会的传道人马可弟兄今天缺席，不知道去哪里。
Speaker Mark is absent today.
我是一个畅销书作者。
I am an author of many top sellers.
我写了13封信。
I have written 13 epistles.
我后来成为全世界最畅销书里面的一部分。
Which became part of one of the most top seller books.
我想你们中间很多人都读过。
I'm sure that many of you have read them.
很多人都仔细地研读过，还背诵过。
And I believe that many of you have very closely read them and even memorized them.
很可惜你们中间没有一个人想到给我过稿费。
Unfortunately, none of you ever thought of offering me an author's remuneration.
当然按照你们现在的法律，这个版权已经过期了。
But maybe according to your current laws, the term of my copyright has expired.
但是你们有没有发现？
But have you noticed?
你们读的是2000年前我写的东西。
What you're reading is what I wrote 2000 years ago.
现在还是那么的真实新鲜，从来不需要改变。
And yet it is still so real and fresh and never needs to be changed.
我想你们大概知道我是谁。
I believe that you know who I am.
我的名字叫保罗。
My name is Paul.
其实我有两个名字。
Actually, I have two names.
我还有一个名字叫扫罗。
I have another name, Saul.
是我希伯来文的名字。
It's my name in Hebrew.
但是后来我遇到了耶稣。
And later, as I encountered Jesus,
他就要我用希腊文的名字保罗。
He gave me another name in...
我是一个最正统的法利赛人。
I am one of the most authentic Pharisees.
我在我们犹太教里面是小有名气的。
And I have a little bit of fame in our Jewish religion.
我也是一个轰轰烈烈的干过一份事业的人。
And I have done a lot of great things.
我今天特别过来要跟大家讲一件给我一生当中带来很大冲击的一件事。
Today I have come specifically to tell you about one thing that happened that had a great impact in my life.
那件事情发生在我还叫扫罗的时候。
It took place when I was still Saul.
我想我们中间有很多人小的时候都写过作文，对不对？
I believe that many of you have written essays when you were young.
什么快乐的一天啊，兴奋的一天啊。
Essays called a happy day or an exciting day.
如果你让我写这个作文呢？
If I were to write it,
我就要写今天我讲的这件事。
I will write about the incident I'm going to talk about today.
那这件事呢，我后来告诉我亲爱的同工路加。
And I told the story to Luke.
他就把这件事写进了新约圣经的使徒行传7:54-60.
And he put it into the book of Acts chapter 7, verse 54-60.
这是让我非常兴奋的一件事。
It is a very exciting thing to me.
但是我当时并没有意识到。
But at that time, I did not realize.
我的快乐是建立在另一个人悲惨的刑罚之上。
That my excitement was built on another person's miserable torture.
所以今天我跟大家来分享一下我当时的心路历程。
Therefore, I would like to share with you my spiritual experience.
我希望跟大家解释一下。
I would like to explain to you.
为什么这件事给我带来这么大的冲击？
That why this story or incident has brought me such great impact in my life.
在当时耶稣死后不久。
Not long after Jesus died.
耶路撒冷出现了一群人。
There were a group of people in Jerusalem.
他们还称为自己是耶稣的门徒。
And they called themselves the disciples of Jesus.
而且这群人越来越多。
And the number of them grew bigger.
他们甚至可以有上万人分批分次在各处聚集。
They even had thousands of people gathering in different places at different times.
而且那些原来跟随耶稣的渔夫们。
And those fishermen who once followed Jesus.
还常常组织人去圣殿里面祷告。
They organized people to pray in the temples.
他们还在我们所服侍的圣殿里传耶稣。
And they preached about Jesus in the temples that we were serving at.
所以我们这些法利赛人啊，我们的长老，我们的祭司就非常非常的不爽。
Therefore, our Pharisees, all of our elders and priests, we were extremely displeased.
因为许多人去听了耶稣、信了耶稣之后啊，都不来献祭了。
Because many of them, after hearing about Jesus, they stopped coming to make offerings.
他们也不来听我们讲圣经了。
And they no longer came to listen to us talk about the Bible.
越来越多的人信耶稣。
More people believed in Jesus.
就越来越少的人来我们犹太教。
And fewer
参加我们原来的活动。
And fewer came to our church to participate in our activities.
所以我们中间有一群能言善辩的人呢。
Therefore, some of the most eloquent people among us,
他们就来到耶路撒冷。
They came to Jerusalem.
就专门找那些信耶稣的人、传耶稣的人去辩论。
And they specifically looked for those who were preaching about Jesus to debate with them.
我们很难，这个我们真的是没想到。
And we didn't think of that.
我们碰到一块非常难啃的骨头。
That we met someone who's super stubborn.
这个人叫斯提凡。
And that is Stephen.
听说他还只是一个厨子。
And we heard that he was just a chef.
不知道为什么这个人这么厉害。
And we didn't know why he was so good at it.
谁都说不过他。
No one could beat him.
我们不但说不过他。
Not only could we not beat him.
他还来劲了。
And he couldn't stop.
哦，这个人啊，在我们面前讲了一篇很长很长的讲道。
And he gave a very, very long sermon to us.
听说贵教会的弟兄们花了三堂时间才讲了他的讲道。
I heard that the brothers here took them three sessions to talk about the sermon.
不知道你们还记得吗
？I don't know if you still remember.
我是印象很深。
I'm actually very impressed.
为什么我的印象很深
？And why is that?
因为他用我们老祖宗的光辉历史来骂我们。
Because he was actually accusing us using our ancestors' glorious history.
你知道在犹太人里面
you know, among the Jewish people,
我们这群人是最懂圣经的
we are the best at the Bible,
我们最懂敬拜
and we know most of our worships,
我们的信仰最纯正
and our faith is the most authentic,
这是我们一生中最值得骄傲的东西
and this is what we are most proud of.
我们有圣殿
we have temples,
我们有圣地
and we have the holy land,、
我们有圣殿里面一切的活动
and we have all the activities inside the temple.
结果被他说的一钱不值。
But in the end, it seems like none of these are worthy of anything, according to Stephen.
我们是一群真的认认真真努力守律法的人。
We are the group of people who have actually closely followed the laws.
他竟然说我们是杀人犯。
But he called us murderers.
我们是根正苗红的选民。
We are the most qualified candidates or chosen ones.
我们怎么可能是被撇弃的杀人犯呢
？And how can we be the abandoned murderers?
我们是最注重割礼的人。
We are the people who value circumcision the most.
然后他说我们是什么
？But what he called
我说我们是没有受割礼的人。
He said we've never been circumcised.
你知道我们听到斯蒂凡说话是什么感觉吗
？Can you imagine how we felt?
你们中间有湖南人吗？
Are there any people from Hunan among you?
说你不会吃辣椒，你高兴吗
Would you be pleased if we say you don't know how to eat spicy food?
说重庆人不会吃火锅，你高兴吗
Or we say those Chongqingese doesn't eat hot pot.
说广东人不会吃海鲜，你高兴吗
Cantonese can't eat seafood.
说上海人不会吃大闸蟹，你高兴
Or Shanghainese cannot eat those hairy crabs.
羞辱啊
That's humiliation.
无稽之谈
That's nonsense.
对待这样的人，你觉得应该怎么办
？What do you think we should do when we're treated like that？
那天啊，我们有很多有头有脸的大哥们。
That day there were many brothers that were of reputation。
这面子上实在是挂不住了。
And they couldn't stand it。
这脸色是一阵青一阵白。
They just looked pale。
最后他们实在气不过。
And in the end they couldn't stand it anymore。
不知道谁突然喊了一句
We didn't know who said it, but someone cried out,
用石头打死他
Stone him to death.
哇，这就好像干柴烈火
It was just like the fire's burning.
大家就一拥而上
And people just rushed in.
就要用石头打死那个斯提凡
They rushed together to wanted to stone Stephen to death.
如果你要问呢，为什么我当时在那里？
If you ask why was I there?
那个时候我还年轻。
At that time I was still young.
这些动手的是大人物。
Those people who were involved, they were the big ones.
他们那天请我帮他们看守他们的衣服。
They asked me to look over the garments for them.
我当时觉得很荣幸。
I felt very honored.
能和我们这里最有威望的人。
That I was able to be with the most reputable among us.
一起执行公义的审判。
And to carry out this judgment of justice.
哦，这是我生命当中非常荣耀的一天。
And that was a very honorable day for me.
我们一致认为。
And we all believed.
那一个被钉十字架的耶稣。
That the Jesus who was crucified.
他是叛教的。
He betrayed his religion.
他是叛国的。
And he betrayed his country.
他扰乱我们最正统的信仰。
He disturbed our most authentic faith.
说自己是神的儿子。
Calling himself the Son of God.
他代表神。
He represented God.
他就是神。
And that he was God.
所以我们要把传耶稣的那个斯提凡杀掉。
Therefore, we have to kill the Stephen who preached about Jesus.
我们觉得这是他最应当有的结果。
And we think this is the end result that he deserved.
斯蒂凡讲了这么大的一篇讲道。
After such a long sermon,
如果我们承认他讲的是对的，
if we acknowledge what Stephen told about was true, and
这就好像等于承认当时把耶稣杀错了一样。
It was as if we were acknowledging that it was wrong for us to kill Jesus.
怎么可能？
And how can that be?
虽然我觉得他讲的可能还有一点道理。
Even though it might make sense what Stephen said.
但是嘴硬是我们的一贯的作风。
But being stubborn and not admitting to our faults is our usual way of doing.
还有人说我们用石头打他是不走法律程序。
And some people even say that stoning him is not according to the law.
其实我也挺理解那些大哥们。
And I actually understood them.
一个人内心愤怒义愤填膺的时候，
When a person was so indignant and enraged,
谁想那么多？
He wouldn't think so much.
在面子利益自尊的面前，
In front of reputation, benefits, and self-esteem,
神和神的律法都要稍微等一等。
God and his laws can wait.
所以我当时觉得这件事真是大快人心啊。
Therefore, I found it really pleasing and satisfying to witness it.
但是我后来想一想。
But later, as I think about it.
那包括我把这件事后来说给我的同工路加听的时候。
And also when I told this story to my coworker Luke.
我回顾当时的情形。
I thought back of what happened at that time.
我发现一件很可怕的事。
I realized something very horrible.
就是这些所谓站在真理和公义这边的人呢。
And these so-called people standing on the side of justice and righteousness.
当时他们的表情，他们的动作。
Their facial expressions and their behaviors.
他们的神情，他们的感情。
And then their emotions.
其实和野兽是一样的。
Were nothing different from those of a wild beast.
用咬牙切齿来形容他们。
They were grinding their teeth.
好像发怒的狼，发怒的熊。
Just like an enraged wolf or a bear.
人竟然表现出野兽的样子。
How can a man look like a beast?
用石头去打一个手无寸铁的人。
Using stones to kill someone who doesn't have anything to defend himself.
而且我还注意到他们有一个小动作。
And I also noticed one little thing.
就是这群人冲上去用石头打斯提凡的时候。
And when that is when those people they rushed together to stone Stephen.
他们是捂着耳朵的。
They were actually covering their ears.
他们嘴巴里面还要大喊。
And they were crying out with a very loud voice.
我在想为什么要捂着耳朵呢？
I was wondering why were they covering their ears.
他们就是不要听嘛。
Because they didn't want to hear it.
斯蒂凡讲了这么久。
After such a long speech of Stephen,
他们听不下去了。
They couldn't hear it anymore.
他们就把耳朵捂着不要听。
And they covered their ears.
因为斯蒂凡讲到他们杀人的这个部分。
Because Stephen talked about the part that they were murderers.
他们的祖先杀了先知。
How their ancestors killed prophets.
后来又杀了耶稣。
And how they actually later killed Jesus.
现在还要杀这一个斯蒂凡。
And now they're coming to kill Stephen.
其实斯蒂凡讲的一点都不错。
As a matter of fact, what Stephen said was right.
这个杀人的这部分。
About murdering.
我们这些动手的人
Those among us who were actually performing the stoning,
我们在这边观摩的人
and also those who were witnessing the happening,
我们自己就在应验斯蒂凡自己 所说的
We were actually carrying out this prophecy that Stephen was speaking about.
在无可推诿的真理和事实的面前
In front of this irreputable truth and facts,
我们还要发泄心中的愤怒
We still have to let out of our rage.
我们只能装作听不见。
And we could only pretend that we did not hear.
我们要把耳朵给捂起来。
We had to cover our ears.
这些人还大喊。
And these people, they also cried out loud.
我想他们也是要给自己壮壮胆。
And I think they might be boosting their own courage.
制造一点压倒人的声势。
To create this sort of overwhelming force.
我又后来想到斯蒂凡
And later, as I thought of Stephen,
这是一个诚恳的人
he was someone who's very sincere.
这是一个温和的人
Gentle.
这是一个又有知识又有智慧的人
Filled with knowledge and wisdom.
他讲的很多的话真的后来回想是为我们的好啊
Many things he said, as I later thought of it, were actually for the good of us.
但是他却被一群像野兽一样的人给杀害了。
But he was murdered by beast-like men.
我还喜悦这样的事发生。
And I was even pleased that it happened.
我真的是很不认识我自己。
I truly didn't understand myself at that time.
回想起耶稣。
And when I thought of Jesus.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
When he was crucified.
我没有在那里。
I wasn't there.
但是我听过很多人向我描述这件事。
But I've heard so many people describing his death.
耶稣的死前也是如此。
It was the same before Jesus died.
有多少人在耶稣面前
？How many people were there in front of him？
在那个巡抚比拉多的面前
？Before Pontius Pilate.
在那里拼命的喊：“钉他十字架！钉他十字架
！”Constantly yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
有多少人真的在乎？法律和真相呢
？And how many people they truly cared about the laws and the truth？
耶稣所面对的
，What Jesus faced，
和斯蒂凡所面对的
，And what Stephen faced，
是同样的人
，Were actually the same。
斯蒂凡真的是耶稣的见证人
，Stephen was truly a witness of Jesus。
不只是一个目击者
，Not only a person who witnessed the thing that happened。
是他自己成为了耶稣的见证。
But he himself became the testimony of Jesus.
他面对的是耶稣所面对的。
He faced what Jesus once faced.
他经历的是耶稣所经历的。
And he experienced what Jesus once experienced.
他表现的也是耶稣所表现的。
And the way he behaved was just like what Jesus behaved.
所以这两种人之间的反差就给我带来非常大的冲击。
Therefore, this contrast between these two kinds of people actually brought me a great impact in my life.
第二件让我，给我带来非常冲击的事情是
Another thing that made me feel very subversive was that
是斯蒂凡在临死前呢
was that before Stephen died
他告诉了我们他看见了什么
He told us what he saw.
弟兄姐妹们，不知道你们清不清楚一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you know this.
一个人可以被不同的东西充满。
A person can be filled with different things.
你被什么东西充满，你就被什么东西控制。
Whenever you are filled with something, you will be controlled by it.
你受不同的东西控制，你就有不同的表现。
And when you're controlled by different things, you will behave differently.
一个人被骄傲和自义充满的时候，
When a person is full of pride and self-righteousness,
他的表现就是愤怒不理智。
He will be acting with a lot of unreasonable acts and anger.
就会带出许多的仇恨，甚至是杀害。
And it will bring out a lot of hatred and even killing.
你有没有见过两个都被愤怒充满的人？
Have you ever seen two people both filled with anger?
我想抖音的小视频里面有很多。
I believe that there are many videos on TikTok.
两个被愤怒充满的人。
Where you can see two people filled with rage and anger.
他们眼睛里只有什么？
What were there in their minds and eyes?
他们只能看见别人对自己的伤害。
They could only see the harm from each other.
他能看见自己是最有理由、最公正的人。
And they see themselves as the most reasonable and most just.
一个人也可以被圣灵充满。
A person can also be full of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满就是被圣灵控制。
And that is when you're controlled by the Holy Spirit.
它带下什么样的表现呢？
And what does it bring out?
它会带出一种出人意外的平安。
It will give you this surprising peace.
这个人开口，
When you open your mouth,
也能流露出神的道。
You'll speak of the words of God.
被圣灵充满的人，在平安的当中，他看见了什么？
What does the person full of Holy Spirit see in peace?
斯蒂凡那时候说的一些话，
The words that Stephen spoke about,
他所描述他看见的，
and what he described of seeing,
是我完全不能想象的，
was something that I could not imagine at all.
我先是看到斯蒂凡抬头望天，
At first, I saw him gazing into heaven.
我们脑补一下当时的情景。
And if you imagine that scenario,
一群恶徒拿着石头冲向斯蒂凡要砸他。
A group of villains carrying stones rushing to him to kill him.
面对扑面而来的这群人。
And facing those people coming rushing to kill him.
他没有呼救。
Stephen did not cry out for help.
他没有躲避。
And he did not hide.
他也没有逃跑。
Neither did he escape.
他也没有求饶。
And he did not ask for mercy either.
他定睛望天。
Instead, he gazed into heaven.
他为什么看天？
And why was he doing that?
因为天是他的向往。
Because the heaven is his longing.
他很清楚天是他荣耀的归宿。
He knew very clearly that heaven is this glorious destination for him.
被石头打死，对于斯蒂凡来讲，
Being stoned,To death for Stephen,
是一个送他回家的途径。
Was actually this way for sending him home.
他一生所向往的就在他面前。
And this is what he has been longing for his whole life, right in front of him.
难怪他要抬头望天。
No wonder was he gazing into heaven.
在古代有一个小说的人物。
In the ancient history, there is this character in the novel.
有一个财主。
There was a rich man.
这个人病重快死了。
He was very sick and he was dying.
这个家人一直看他生命垂危。
And his family members saw him dying on his bed.
但是他总是撑着不肯断最后一口气。
But there was still this last breath that was holding his life.
非常非常的痛苦。
He was in great suffering and pain.
那个时候他已经说不出话来了。
And he wasn't even able to speak at that time.
但是他一直竖起两个手指跟他的家人比划着。
But he was constantly holding two fingers and tried to convey something to his family members.
家人不知道他在说什么。
And his family members couldn't understand.
有人猜啊，是不是有两栋房子要处理啊？
Some people guessed if probably he had two houses that needs to be sold.
是两块田要卖啊？
Or maybe he has two lands.
还是你有两房太太现在要摆平啊？
Or maybe he has two wives to deal with.
他都说不是。
And he said no.
结果他有一个小妾过来跟大家讲。
And later, one of his wives came over and spoke.
他说我知道我老爷在想什么。
She said, I know what he was thinking about.
他应该是在说。
He was probably talking about it.
这个床前面那个油灯里面。
that right in front of the bed, inside this oil lamp,
有两根灯芯。
There were two lamp wicks.
太浪费了。
It was such a waste.
我死了，你们就这么败家吗？
Are you just not saving the money after I die?
一根就可以了。
One is good enough.
所以家人就从油灯里面取走了一根灯芯。
Therefore, his family members, they took one of the wicks.
这个财主看到，就欣然地出了最后一口气。
And after seeing it, this rich man, he very comfortably let out his last breath.
他安然地放下了地上他所在乎的一切。
And he comfortably laid down everything that he ever cared about.
这个故事流传得很广。
This was a very popular story.
意思是什么？
What is the meaning of it?
一个人在死之前，他还在乎的东西，往往是他觉得最重要的东西。
It means that if a person, whatever the person is still caring about right before he dies, it is actually the thing that he cares about the most.
这个财迷死前还要关心别人看为这么小的事。
This miser, right before dying, he was still caring about this thing that seems so little to other people.
说明什么对他最重要？
What does it mean? What is the most important to him?
斯蒂凡在面对这么多恶徒
Stephen, when he was facing so many villains coming at him,
被石头击打要丢性命的时刻
and in the danger of losing his life of being stoned to death,
他抬头望最吸引他的东西
he gazed into heaven that attracted him the most.
他不是求神救他
he wasn't asking God to save him.
他是充满着盼望的望着天。
Instead, he was looking into heaven with hope.
就好像一个远行多年的旅客。
Just like a pilgrim who has traveled many years.
现在终于要回家了。
And finally, now he's coming home.
我当时是很不懂他哪里来的这种心情。
At that time, I couldn't understand his mindset.
因为让他兴奋的事情和让我兴奋的事情完全是不同的事情。
Because what excited him and what excited me were two different things.
因为我不懂什么叫回天家。
Because at that time I did not understand what it meant to go back to heaven.
我不知道天家对于一个天路客来讲是那么的真实。
And I did not understand how real it was for heaven to the pilgrims.
所以在当时斯蒂凡看天的时候
Therefore at that time when Stephen was gazing into heaven.
其实我很想知道他到底看见什么。
I really wanted to know what he actually saw.
但是如果他自己不讲啊
But if he did not say it himself,
我肯定不知道他看见了什么
I will not know.
为什么呢
Why is that?
因为他看天的时候我也看天
Because when he was looking into heaven, I was also doing that.
我发现天上什么都没有
And I did not see anything.
怎么会这样呢
And how could that be?
其实对于一个还没有遇到救主耶稣的人
In fact, for someone who has never known the Lord Savior,
天就是蓝天
Heaven is just the sky.
对他们来讲是关闭的
For us, it was closed.
我们都长着眼睛
We all have eyes.
可是我们看不见斯蒂凡所看见的
But we could not see what Stephen was seeing.
我们连自己看不到什么都不知道
And we did not even know what we cannot see.
实在求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
主很怜悯我，让我听见斯蒂凡对于他所看见的描述。
And indeed, the Lord had mercy on me, for he allowed me to hear what Stephen said about what he saw.
这也是让我很吃惊、很愤怒的地方。
And that was actually what surprised me and angered me.
他说天上有什么呢？
And what did he say about what he saw on heaven?
有耶稣站在神的右边。
He said he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
我们犹太人的神学
In our Jewish religion,
是最正统的神学。
It is actually the most authentic one.
用美国总统的一句话讲，没有人比我们更懂得神。
Quoting the words of the POTUS, no one understands God more than us.
神怎么可以看得见呢
And how can we see God?
创造万有的神
The God that creates the whole universe
超越一切
who was superior than anything.
是看不见摸不着的。
He cannot be seen and he cannot be felt.
但是斯蒂凡说他看见了。
But Stephen said he saw him.
他看见人子，也看见了人子在神的右边。
He saw the Son of Man and seeing him standing at the right hand of God.
其实当时我心里还有一点小羡慕。
In fact, I was actually envious of him.
我也想看看到底人子站在神的右边是个什么样子。
I also wanted to see how it was like for the Son of Man to be standing at the right hand of God.
但是后来
But later,
我遇见耶稣之后
when I encountered Jesus,
我也真的看见。
I also was able to see that.
看见神还不是让我最稀奇的地方。
Seeing God wasn't the most amazing thing for me.
让我更稀奇的是什么？
What amazed me most, more,
是斯蒂凡说到了耶稣，人子。
Is that Stephen spoke of Jesus, the Son of Man.
如果耶稣啊，是跟他门徒所说的一样。
If Jesus was as how he described to his disciples.
是那万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那他站在那里干嘛？
And then what was he doing standing there?
他应该坐在宝座上接受人全然的敬拜。
He should be sitting on the throne receiving full worship of people.
为什么斯蒂凡说他是站着呢？
But why was Stephen saying that he was standing?
后来有一段时间我反复思考。
Later as I pondered upon it.
我明白。
I understood.
其实我们懂的。
That we knew.
犹太人明白。
The Jewish people we knew.
有一种人是一直站在神的面前的。
And there is a group of people who is always standing right in front of God.
就是祭司。
And that is the priest.
斯蒂凡说的人子。
The Son of Man Stephen was talking about.
他成为了人的祭司。
He became the priest for men.
通过他。
Through him.
人可以回到神的面前。
Man can come back to God.
人子是斯蒂凡的祭司。
Son of Man is the priest of Stephen.
也是我们每一个人的祭司。
And he's also the priest for every one of us.
同样这一位祭司。
And similarly this priest.
好像是一个等待孩子回家的父亲。
It's like this father waiting for his children to come home.
他站在那里。
He's standing there.
远远地望着正往家走的孩子。
Looking far into this children coming home.
他预备了筵席。
He has prepared a feast.
要庆祝孩子的回家。
To celebrate the homecoming of the children.
斯蒂凡的家。
The home for Stephen.
就是他一生所向往的。
Is what he has longed for his whole life.
是那天父上帝的家。
Is the household of our heavenly father.
斯蒂凡的肉身他被埋在了那个石头下面。
Even though Stephen's flesh was buried under the stones.
但他的灵魂回到了天上。
His spirit was received into heaven.
我一直都是认为这个人是十恶不赦，亵渎我们的信仰。
I always thought he was so evil as he was defiling our religion.
他就是应该灭亡在石头的下面。
And he deserved to be killed by stones.
像我们这样虔诚的犹太教徒。
But for us religious and pious Jewish people.
才是讨神喜欢的。
We are the ones pleasing to God.
我们是应该接受最大的祝福。
And we deserve to receive the greatest blessings.
我们是荣耀神的人啊。
And we are the ones that are truly glorifying God.
现在看来。
But now.
虔诚的宗教徒。
Religious believers.
很可能不算什么。
May not be anything. May.
结果也许恰恰相反。
And the consequence might just be the contrary.
有一首歌。
There is a hymn.
是除了生日快乐歌以外，在全世界被传唱次数最多的歌。
It's actually one of the songs most sung besides Happy Birthday in the whole world.
每年播放和传唱要超过一千万次。
Every year it is played and sung more than 10 million times.
这首歌叫奇异恩典。
It is called Amazing Grace.
这首歌的作者约翰牛顿。
The author of this hymn.
他讲过这么一段话。
He once said it.
他说我越来越发现。
He said, I gradually realize.
将来我到了天家。
That in the future when I go to heaven.
有一些人。
Some people.
原本我以为在那里可能会遇到。
I thought that I might encounter.
但是我找来找去就找不到。
But I couldn't find them.
还有一些人。
And there were other people.
我觉得他肯定不会在天上。
Who I thought will definitely not be in heaven.
我会惊奇地发现他们竟然在那里。
I would be surprised to see them in heaven.
但这都不是最重要的。
But that's none of these are important.
最重要的是。
What's most important?
竟然我在那里。
Is that I was in heaven.
这就是奇异的恩典。
And that is the amazing grace.
斯蒂凡去的地方。
The place where Stephen is going to.
也是现在我想去的地方。
Is also the place I would love to go to.
不单单是斯蒂凡的表现。
Not only was it about the Stephen's behaviors.
不单单是他所看见的。
And not only about what he saw.
让我惊奇。
That amazed me.
他还说了一些话。
He also said something.
更颠覆了我的许多认知。
That subverted many of my understandings.
我当时听到斯蒂凡在临死前讲了两句话。
I heard him saying two sentences before he died.
让我感到心里非常不是滋味。
That made me felt very
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
我为什么心里很不舒服呢？
Why was that?
两个原因。
Two reasons.
一个是我们用这么重的刑罚去惩罚一个人。
The first one is that when we use such extreme ways to kill him and to punish him.
他竟然一点都不在乎自己的痛苦。
And he did not care at all about his own suffering.
我们希望他受苦。
We wanted him to suffer.
但似乎他就没有那么苦。
But it seemed like he wasn't truly suffering.
这也就算了。
And that was fine.
他还说。
What's worse was that he said.
要主赦免我们的罪。
He wanted the Lord to forgive our sins.
这是岂有此理。
And how could that be?
怎么可能？
How was that possible?
大家想一想。
If you think about it,
在那个时刻。
At that moment,
谁是审判者？谁是受审判者？
Who was the judge and who was judged?
谁是行刑者？谁是受刑者？
Who was the executioner and who was the one being executed?
到底是谁有罪啊?
Who was the one that sinned?
一个被处罚的人竟然说罪不要归在那个处罚别人的人身上。
A person who was about to stone, he said, May the sin not be onto those executioners.
太不符合逻辑了。
It was so unreasonable.
所以我听到这种话都不 我以为这个人在想什么。
And I couldn't understand what he was thinking about.
后来我遇见了耶稣。
But later, as I met Jesus.
后来我遇见了许多跟随过耶稣的人。
As well as many people who followed Jesus.
当我的同工们跟我描述起主耶稣在地上的经历之后。
And when my co-workers described to me how Jesus worked in the world.
我才明白。
I began to understand.
原来斯蒂凡临死前我听见的这两句话。
That what Stephen said right before he was killed.
耶稣临死前也说过。
Was also said by Jesus right before he was killed.
这个人说话像耶稣。
He spoke like Jesus.
这不是说他模仿耶稣讲话。
It wasn't like he was imitating the way Jesus speaks.
而是他在最危难的环境当中。
But in the most dangerous circumstance,
他能够流露出的话语
the words that he spoke about,
就是主耶稣的话语
was the same as the words that Jesus spoke about.
这是生命最真实的表现
And that is the most real representation of life.
斯蒂凡的第一个大喊
The first crying out of Stephen,
他说求主接收我的灵魂
He said,Jesus, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
我们以为是我们把他用石头打死的。
We thought that it was us who was stoning him.
但实际上
But in fact,
是耶稣答应他的呼求，把他的灵魂接受到 主的身边。
It was Jesus who heard his prayer and wanted to receive him to be close to him.
一个人什么时候能说出这样的话？
When can a person say something like that?
耶稣什么时候会答应一个人这样的祈求呢？
And when would Jesus answer to such a prayer?
就是一个人完成了使命，欣然交账的时候。
And that is when a person has fully completed his responsibility and mission.
我发现他是好有福的人。
I found him to be so blessed.
他可以求主接收他的灵魂。
He could ask the Lord to receive his spirit.
而且主愿意告诉他说，是的，真的完成了，回来吧。
And the Lord was willing to tell him that you have done good and come back.
这样的一个呼求
，such a prayer，
在我的心里留下了非常深刻的影子。
It left a very important memory in my heart.
以至于后来
，so that later，
我在写信给我属灵的儿子提摩太的时候。
When I was writing letters to my spiritual son Timothy,
我也鼓励他说
I encouraged him.
那美好的仗我已经打过了
I have fought the good fight.
那当跑的路我也跑尽了
And I have finished the race.
我也真心的求主
And I truly ask for the Lord.
给我们中间更多的弟兄姐妹有如此的恩典
To give brothers and sisters among us such grace.
不但他的生命的结局如此的美丽
Not only was the destination or the end of Stephen so beautiful,
他另一句话也非常的荣耀
Another word of him was still also very glorious.
虽然我觉得这句话是在他刑罚上给他自己火上浇油
Even though I personally believed that whatever he said was actually putting oil to the flames of his punishment,
难道他自己还嫌自己死得不够惨吗？
Was he not dying miserably enough?
他说主啊不要将这罪归于他们
He said Lord do not hold this sin against them
我听到之后我自己也都快爆了
I almost exploded after hearing that
他不为自己辩护倒也算了
It was fine that he wasn't defending himself
好像还在为我们祈祷
He was actually praying for us
我现在想一想
Now as I think about it,
我真的是后怕。
I feel so scared.
不要将这罪归于他们。
Do not hold this sin against them.
我也是他们中间的一个，好不好？
I was one of them.
主耶稣真的听了斯提凡的祷告。
The Lord truly listened to Stephen's prayer.
以至于我在这个祷告的后面成为了蒙福的人。
So that I was actually one of the blessed in throughout this prayer.
他对于自己面对极刑的时候
When Stephen was facing the extreme punishment
他要为别人求怜悯
He was still praying for mercy for others
而我就是那一个蒙了极大怜悯的人
And I was one of the one who received the greatest mercy
若不是有这样的一位在神面前替我祈求
If it were not for him who prayed for me
若不是耶稣在十字架上替世人祈求
If it were not Jesus who prayed for the people in this world right on the cross
我们在神面前所能够蒙的结局绝对要比斯提凡更来悲惨
The result that we will be facing in front of God will definitely be more miserable than Stephen
我作为第一手的目击者
As a first-hand witness
我在当时看见了一个极大的悲剧
I saw an extreme tragedy
但同时我也体会到了一个极大的能力
But at the same time I felt and I experienced this extreme power
后来我不断回想这件事
And later as I kept thinking about it
我真的发现
I realized
犹太人可以执行最残酷的刑罚
The Jewish people they can carry out the most extreme andHard punishment.
一个人可以承受最悲惨的这个伤害。
And a person can experience or suffer the most extreme and miserable pain.
他却成就了一个人生命当中可以有的最高的荣誉。
But such suffering actually accomplish and fulfill the greatest honor or glory for a person.
就是像耶稣一样的生命。
And that is to die and sacrifice his life like Jesus.
后来我认识了一位亲爱的同工，就是《使徒行传》的作者路加。
And later, I met this coworker, the author of Book of Acts, Luke.
他是一个医生。
He's a doctor.
他愿意把斯蒂凡的事记录下来。
He was willing to record what happened to Stephen in this book.
所以我就告诉他我曾经目击斯蒂凡被石头打死的事。
Therefore, I told him of how I witnessed Stephen being stoned.
当我说到斯蒂凡最后被石头打死了。
And when I told him about how Stephen was stoned to death later,
路加医生纠正我。
He corrected me.
他说不是死了。
He said, Stephen did not die. He fell asleep.
他是一个医生哦。
Luke is a doctor.
他最明白什么是健康，什么是疾病，什么是死亡。
He should know best about being healthy, being sick, or being dead.
在这种事情上，他肯定不会用错专业术语的。
He's not going to use the wrong terminology on this matter.
但是他很清楚地告诉我，斯蒂凡是睡了。
But he clearly said Stephen fell asleep.
什么叫睡了？
What does it mean to fall asleep?
就是身体的休息。
That is to say, when your body is resting,
他暂时和外界的世界的互动变得非常非常的小。
And will temporarily have minimal interaction with the external world.
看上去和死了很像。
It looks like you're dead.
但是不同的是什么？
But what's different?
一个睡觉的人。
A person who falls asleep.
他是会醒的。
Will wake up.
有一天他还要再醒来。
And one day he will wake up.
我曾经去逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
I once persecuted those who believed in Jesus.
我把他们也害死了。
And I killed them.
但是我相信他们后来也是会醒来。
But I believe that one day they will wake up again.
我曾经以为有人说耶稣死掉了，后来又复活了，我以为他们是迷信。
Once I thought those people who said Jesus died and then he resurrected those people, I thought they were superstitious.
我觉得这是最邪的邪教。
And I thought they were cults.
但是我后来也遇到了复活的耶稣。
But then I personally encountered Jesus who resurrected.
我才明白。
And then I realized.
有一天我们也要睡觉。
That one day we will all fall asleep.
但有一天我们也要再醒。
But one day we will wake up again.
醒来的时候。
When we do that.
你和我
，You and I，
斯蒂凡
，Stephen，
耶稣
，Jesus，
都要在天父的家中
，Will be in the household of our heavenly Father。
我亲爱的弟兄斯蒂凡
，My dear brother Stephen，
他是一个殉道者
，He was a murderer。
我不知道你们晓不晓得
，I don't know if you know this。
在希腊文里面
，In Greek，
殉道者
，A martyr，
和见证人
，And a witness，
这两个词。
These two words
是同样的字根。
They share the same root.
所以
Therefore,
不是因为斯蒂凡死了。
It was not because Stephen died.
我们称他为殉道者。
That made him a martyr.
而是他活着的时候。
Instead, it was because when he was still
living. 他就是一个基督的见证人。
He was this witness of Jesus.
他活着。
As he lived.
就是一个殉道者。
He was a martyr.
我知道
I know,
在耶稣升天之前
that before Jesus ascended into heaven,
他也应许过所有信他的人
He also promised everyone who believed in him,
借着圣灵的能力
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
也都要成为他的见证
All of them will become his testimony and witness.
如果我们真的是他的见证
If we are truly his testimony and witnesses,
我们的死就是为主殉道
Our death makes us martyrs for Jesus.
某伟人说过
a great man once said,
有的人死轻如鸿毛，有的人死重于泰山。
Some people when they die, it's as light as a feather, and for some, it's as heavy as mountains.
说这个话的人
the person who said it,
也许他不知道什么样的死才是真正的重于泰山。
Maybe he doesn't really know what kind of death is as heavy as the mountains.
但是你我现在可以知道。
But now you and I we know this.
一个人为什么活着
？The reason why a person lives.
你也就是为什么死。
When a person lives for something, he also dies for something.
你活的对象和你死的对象。
What you live and die for.
就决定了我们的价值。
Determines our value.
就好像斯蒂凡一样
Just like Stephen
在他之后有许许多多的神的儿女。
After him, there were many brothers and sisters, children of God.
他们生命当中所迸发出来的活力
，this energy coming out of their lives，
都好像耶稣
，was just like that of Jesus。
难怪
，no wonder。
后来从安提阿开始
，later starting from Antioch，
门徒就被别人称为基督徒
，disciples were called Christians，
就是一群像基督的人
，a group of people who were like Christ。
也许你们中间有人会问
，Maybe many of you might ask，
神为什么没有拦阻我们这一群如此邪恶的人，让斯蒂凡不要受苦
？Why didn't God stop us evil men from killing Stephen and making him suffer？
我可以告诉大家
，I can tell you that，
神看事情的眼光
，God the way He looks at things，
和世人看世间万物有多么的不同
，is very different from the way we look at things。
斯提凡这个名字
，the name Stephen，
他的意思是冠冕
，it means the crown。
他还不是说皇帝头上戴的皇冠
，it is not just referring to the crown on the head of the emperor。
是一个运动员得奖的时候头上戴的花冠
，it is actually this crown when an athlete receives a reward。
从他的一生来看。
In his life,
这是名副其实的。
This is he actually deserves this name.
那今天我跟大家诉说的
，and the story I have been telling about
其实是两个见证人的故事。
Is the story of two witnesses.
一个见证人就是我。
One of them is me myself.
我是一个目击者。
I am the witness who have actually
我看到了人的邪恶。
I have seen the evilness of men.
我看到了斯提凡里面的平安
，and I have also seen the peace inside the mind of Stephen，
真的颠覆了我的认知
，which was subversive for me。
第二个见证人
，another witness，
就是斯提凡的自己
，is Stephen。
他成为了主耶稣自己的见证
，he personally became the testimony of Jesus Christ。
当然
，of course，
在这件事情发生的时候
，when this incident took place，
我没有被斯提凡的行为感动。
I wasn't touched or moved by what Stephen did.
我是非常高兴他被害的。
I was very happy that he was killed.
但不知道为什么。
But I didn't know why.
斯蒂凡这件事。
What happened to Stephen?
在我心里面总是不断地浮现出来。
It kept emerging in my heart.
自从那个以后。
After that.
每次我和我的同僚开会的时候。
Every time I had meetings with my coworkers.
每次我拿着文书去抓基督徒的时候
，And every time I tried to persecute those Christians，
我的心里面总是浮现出来斯蒂凡的情形。
This picture of Stephen being killed emerged in my mind。
我要拼命告诉我自己
，I had to tell myself so hard，
斯蒂凡是罪有应得
，That Stephen deserved his death。
我们是最公正的
，And we are the most just people。
我们没有做错
，And we did not do anything wrong。
我们就是应该判他死刑
，It was right for us to kill him。
但不知道为什么
But I didn't know why.
我的良心从来不知道什么叫 shut up.
My conscience did not know how to shut myself up.
他会一直跟我讲话
It kept telling me.
后来我遇到了耶稣
And later I met Jesus.
他告诉我说用脚踢刺是难的
He told me it was hard to, do, to deal with the pin.
我当时再想起我以前的样子
And then later as I thought of what I did.
我真的很后怕
I was really scared.
如果不是耶稣来找我
，If it were not Jesus who came to look for me,
我可能一辈子觉得自己在服侍神。
I could probably be thinking that I have been serving him my whole life.
其实我像野兽是一样。
But I was actually no different than a beast.
我死的时候会有什么等着我呢
？What will be waiting for me when I die?
斯蒂凡这件事
，The story of Stephen,
是我人生中第一次受到的冲击。
Is the first great impact in my life.
这也是为我人生中受到第二次颠覆性的冲击做预备的。
And it is actually a preparation for my second subversive experience in my life.
主若许可
If the Lord allows.
我下一次要给你们讲在大马色路上我是怎么遇到耶稣的。
Next time I will tell you about how I met Jesus on the way to Damascus.
那我现在不想耽误大家吃午饭的时间。
Now I don't want to delay your lunch time.
你们都知道每一封你们读过我的书信
You know that at, in all the letters, epistles I have written about,
我里面都会为收信的人祷告。
I will pray for the receivers of the letters.
现在我也为你们祷告。
Now allow me to pray for you.
我们低头。
Let us pray.
我愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我愿天父上帝的慈爱。
And the love of Heavenly Father God.
愿在圣灵里的感动和交通。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
常与在恩城的众圣徒同在。
Be with you all believers at ECTC.
Amen.
Amen.